Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of BS Drunk Movie Reviews. This is a weekly podcast, and we do upload the video version of this to our YouTube channel, so you guys can check us out there. My name is Matt, and as always, I'm being joined by my sister and co-host in this little adventure, Veta.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, and on this episode, we are, so through this month, happy Merry Christmas, guys, by the way. But this month, our theme is unconventional Santas. And this week, we're going to be doing the movie Spirited, starring Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell.
Okay, can I just say, you gave me shit about making a movie without a Santa? And now we get to this, and this is your movie. Hey, fucking Todd.
I knew you were going to say something, because this is the thing. I had never seen this movie, so I was just like, oh, we should do and everything. And I thought Will Ferrell was Santa, so I was like, we should just watch this movie. As soon as we started watching it, because I watched it with our mother, I was like, oh, shit, Veta's going to give me shit for this one. I was like, she's going to say something. What'd you say?
I said, of course I was. I'm super petty. I'm not letting that go.
Okay, so for this movie, first off, it was on Apple Plus.
Yeah, that's the only place you can watch it.
Yeah, and I just want to say right now, Apple Plus, I wasn't subscribed because my year subscription was up and everything. I got a free year when I bought my phone or whatever, but that was up, so I had to pay for it. It's pretty fucking expensive.
It's expensive.
I was like, I'm glad I do this thing where I'll get one of those prepaid like credit cards, but I'll only put enough on there to pay for the subscription. and then when they try to recharge it, they won't re-up my subscription if I forget to cancel. And then they hate when you do that. So I'm I'm gonna do it.
I do that too. It's a bitch move to keep billing me.
Exactly. Okay, so I'm going to ask you the most important question before we get started on this fun thing. Veta, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a festive-looking drink, a Dirty Shirley.
Oh, nice. Yeah, nothing wrong with Shirley.
Mm-mm.
I'm having a glass of red wine, just because I didn't know what to make and I didn't want to look up any drinks. I'm lazy. You know what it's like when it becomes winter. You get that seasonal depression and you're just like, I don't want to do anything. I don't like snow. I don't like cold weather and everything. But
yet we live in northern states. We're not
right. I know. Meanwhile, my children are like, I want to go outside. And I'm like, it's snowing. They're like, yeah. I want to go outside because it's snowing. I'm like, ugh, you guys suck.
Mine are like, let's go tubing when they were little. And I was like, oh, dad'll take you. I will sit in the chalet at the bar.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm all like, you know what? It's fine. Whatever. Okay. So this movie is about Will Ferrell, who plays the original Ebenezer Scrooge. But now he is the Ghost of Christmas Present. And it's basically like the Ghost of Christmas Present and the Ghost of Christmas Past and the Ghost of Christmas Future. They are in like a spirited, like not business, but they turn one soul from bad to good every year.
Yeah.
And Jacob Marley is like their boss or whatever. And they do a really good job. Like the first scene is of that this woman who is played by, what is her name? It's I'm trying to think. I don't remember, but I love her. Anyways, so she gets like turned into a good person or whatnot. Rose Byrne, whatever. Anyways. Yeah. So they're trying to find who their person is that they're going to change, their mark. And they pick Ryan Reynolds, but he is an unsavable. Is that what they call him? And there's only been one other unsavable, and that's Will Ferrell's character, which was Ebenezer Scrooge. So
he's convinced he can change it.
Exactly. Because if he can change, anybody can change, kind of thing. Well, then from the get-go, there's just shenanigans going on. But Ryan Reynolds has like trauma and shit. But he's such a cynical person, which I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So first things first, Ghost of Christmas Past fucks Ryan Reynolds. So I'm like, good for you, girl, because he's hottie patati. Christmas Past was not very hot. I was like, I'd put it in you, but I wouldn't marry you. But whatever, it's fine. And then I love Ghost of Christmas Future because it was voiced by I'm so bad with names. I'm the worst with names. Ghost of Christmas Future.
You know, they have these things called pens and pencils and this stuff called paper.
You know what? Write it. Hey, fucker, why don't you watch yourself? Okay. Because I'll kick you off this podcast. It'll be called Be Alone Reviews. Okay. It was voiced by Tracy Morgan. Okay. I just needed a minute to think. Who I love,
you
Tracy
Morgan. Google.
I didn't Google, fucker. You know what? I think this is our last season that so maybe you watch yourself. Okay, I'll tell you right now. I'll pull the plug on this fucker real quick.
No.
But I can't. I've already put too much money into it. Anyways, so okay. So Veta, okay, first off, what did you think of their whole like spiel about trying to save someone?
Liked it, but I also go, by deeming people unsavable, aren't they like becoming those people with their being cynical and, you know, not believing in people can change or whatever? Aren't they being turning into the people they're saying they can't save? I don't know.
Right. And who doesn't love a good challenge? Am I right?
Right.
And I would have been like, okay, well, we're doing this one out of spite, fuckers. Challenge right. accepted. I was like, oh, it's like, you want to tell me I can't change this? You want to tell me I can't change this guy? So, yeah, no, I liked it. Okay. So, and I did like also how they did it almost like it was like a TV show. Like they were like, can you bring back memory number 4B? And I was like, ooh, what's memory number 4B? Now we did get some stuff in there. Like for the first thing we got, like the of past, because I love how Ghost of Christmas Past was all like, I can't go back there. I mean, like, you know, whatever. And I'm
when he visits Ryan Reynolds, and he's like, out of all the people on the planet, you chose me. They're serial killers and dictators, but you chose me.
Right on. And so I loved, okay, so the memory of his past that I loved that was just like ridiculous was when his mom, she's like, she gave him like a dog bowl full of dog food or whatever. And then she's all like, you left the door open. The dog must have got out. and then the sister's all like, she just did that because she didn't buy a dog because she's a human being. And he's out looking for a dog that doesn't exist. And he's all like, the thing that taught me was, you know, you can make anybody believe anything or some bullshit like that. And I was like, that's, the mom is a horrible person, but that's a good fucking idea.
That's one of those situations where, no, your mom's just like a sociopath.
Yeah. But I'm like, but she's saving some money. Look at that. Dogs are fucking expensive.
Oh, God, they are. They eat so much.
Yeah. And they cost a lot when you buy them.
Oh, God. And if they get sick and you gotta go to the vet. Oh,
yeah.
Dear Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, the PSA, think really hard before you purchase a dog. Ooh,
yeah.
Rescue. Don't buy, rescue.
I guess so. But that's like pulling something out of a hat, like, that one's gonna, you know, eat my kid's face off. Never mind.
Not true. Evaluate them.
Maybe.
I'm convinced everyone should adopt senior dogs that like their owner has died or been put in an assisted living facility, because those dogs are old and they've been trained well, and they're usually cheaper from the rescue or the humane society because they're so old.
Right on.
I know that's so morbid of me, but
no, not too much. So okay.
Uh-oh.
So, okay. So then I also, so he had some trauma because his sister had cancer And then he, like, she's all like, I want you to take care of my baby girl for me or whatever. And so, but then he like, you don't want me. You got to have our other brother, who was like totally gross. I mean, like, it's like, wash your hair, buddy. And then, so then the sister comes because she wants help winning her, what was it? Sixth grade, class president, thing.
Yeah.
And so he has his, assistant, look up dirt on the kid, who is played by Octavia Spencer. I love Octavia.
I love her. Yeah, I love so her. Much.
She's great. She's great. But she finds a video of him that he posted like when he was in like the third grade or some bullshit. And he was like, my parents made me come to this eat with homeless people. Gross. And I was like, I hear you, my dude. That's gross. I mean, you know, save the homeless, maybe, I don't know. I wouldn't eat dinner with them, but you know, I'm, you know, weird like that, I guess. You say weird, I say safe. Anyways. So, so she's going to post that shit. And I go, is that enough dirt on somebody to make it? Cause if somebody posted that, I'd just be all like, okay, whatever. He said a shitty thing. I say shitty things all the fucking time. Case in point. So, I mean, yeah. What did you think about that whole situation with her being like, can you help me win class president?
I went, bitch, do it yourself.
Yeah. I'm all like, because then he's all like, get bad grades, because then he's the elite. I'm like, do not get bad grades. Dude, that's the worst advice ever I've ever heard.
I'm like, you know what? Treat it like it's Halloween. Go to Costco, buy yourself a box of full-size candy bars, right. Take around them the little piece of paper that says, vote for me for president, and pass them out. Kids can be bribed.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And or just like, you know, spread rumors yourself. Be like, oh, he groped me in the locker room. Be like, why was he in the locker room? I don't know. So like some nonsense like that and everything. Be like, he's a prevert and everything. Do it yourself, honey.
Right. So, you're a sixth grade girl. That's when they're like breeded to be mean girls. That's when it starts to blossom. So, you know. Watch a couple movies, get some inspiration, do it yourself.
Yes. Okay. So one thing that we forgot to mention at the start of this was that this is a musical.
It is a musical.
And I want to be honest with you. I normally like musicals. They're super fun. This one, I was so annoyed because there was so much music. Like when they when they went back in time to see the Scrooge memory, and then they started singing.
And they were tap dancing.
Yeah, I was all like, "This is a little too much, guys. Like, I've had enough. If you don't mind, I would like to transport back to the future."
I was like, "Why did we do this? Why?"
Right, like some of the songs, I was like, "Oh, this is fun, and everything." But like the tree song when he's like trying to sell real trees and shit, and I'm all like. What's going on here? This is not, but at the same time, that's music fashion. That's what you do. But I was very annoyed by some of them. I was like, this is not, daddy doesn't care. Daddy doesn't want this.
Yeah. I was just like, this didn't need to be a musical. None of you are going to be professional singers. I don't understand. Just no.
I feel like Will Ferrell, because he is such a good singer and he sings in so much shit that he's in. He's all like, I'm pretty sure like they wrote the screenplay and he's all like, why don't we turn this into a musical? I like singing. And you're like, Will, not this one. I'm not going to be in it then. He's like, oh, fine. We'll write some fucking songs. He's like, write a minimum of 45 songs.
Just for me.
Just for me and
then
mine.
Some for other people. Yes.
yeah. So, and then I love how Octavia Spencer, she questions her whole like existence because she found a video that this kid posted 40 years ago and everything. And I'm like, Olivia, you need to calm down, honey. It's not that big a deal. Okay.
And what would happen? So you would post it. It would be like 2 seconds. Like half the world wouldn't give a fuck. You're putting too much thought into this, girl.
Exactly.
It wasn't like he posted a video of him strangling a kitten.
Yeah, although that would be crazy. I'd be like, yeah, you should not be a student president. You're a psychopath. So I love how they come back or whatever, and by the way, the whole time, Bob Marley or whatever, Jacob Marley, he's all like upset with Will Ferrell for like not getting a grip and a handle on the situation. And he's like, you know, do it by the book or whatnot. And I'm all like, I don't know. This seems to be fun. You know, what's his face is having a good time. You know, why don't you calm it down, fucker?
Sometimes you got to do things a little different.
Right on. So,
case by case basis.
Okay, so I want to skip to the end, and you can talk about anything you want while we're going on here, but I want to talk about the very end, because
we talk about during this whole thing, isn't Will Ferrell's character talking about or thinking about retirement?
Oh, yeah, we forgot to talk about that. Okay, yeah, he's thinking about retiring.
Okay, I didn't know if you wanted to add it.
Oh, okay.
Because he's been doing this for, like, what, decades, the longest?
I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to talk about it, but you didn't want to talk about it. You just wanted to mention it. Okay.
But I just thought it's a big part of it. And we were just like glazed over it. Didn't mention it. So, yeah. But he's like thinking about retiring, and he's got like a huge, like, thing for Octavia Spencer's character too. He's all like,
yeah,
I like that.
I want to get me some of that brown sugar. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right. Yeah, and he has this whole vision in his head about having like a family with like two kids with K names or some crap like that and everything. And which I just want to say, I don't understand how all that works. Like, he's just magically, deliciously be given life. What? I don't think that's how reincarnation works or any of that nonsense.
I don't know.
I will have to say though, his home life didn't seem that fun to me personally at the end there. And I want to say, like, his Scrooge life, his Ebenezer Scrooge life, I like how he was like, how long did you live after you saved Tiny Tim? And he's like, a week. And he's like, it was several times. I also did like how he was like, good morning to you, little boy. And she's like, how dare you say good morning? He's like, I will say good morning to all of you. Good morning. They're all like, and they're like, well, good morning basically meant fuck you back then. And I was like, what? Is that true? I didn't even look it up. I was like, I guess I'll just, and I love how later on at the end when they're running through New York to stop, the niece's name, I don't remember her name, the niece to sending that video, the cab driver's like, was like, or was it good morning or good evening or good day or have a nice day, whatever it was. Yeah. I liked how he was like, good morning. And then Will Ferrell, like, please, like, oh, he's like, oh, motherfucker, you want to start shit? And I was like, ah, that's good. I like that. I was like, he doesn't even know you anymore. Good afternoon. It was good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was like, that's good. That's good. That's good. I like that. So then, and he does end up retiring, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but I wanted to talk about how, so he's trying to get across the city to stop his niece from sending that video, because once she sends that video, it just like ruins everything, and they're just, life is not the same or whatnot. So they, like, they're getting there, and he gets up to the top of the little tower where there's an ice rink, which, I'm sorry, are there ice rinks at the top of buildings now?
In Chicago, there is, in the top of the...
Really?
Yeah, because we went up there and skated. What's it called? It's not the Sears Tower / Willis Tower, but it's the smaller version of it. I can't remember what it's called.
I don't know. I wouldn't go there. Chicago's gross. I wouldn't do that either. Go to the top of a building. Yeah. So I can watch it crumble from ice. Anyways. Okay. So, they stop him from sending it. And, but he doesn't get like his moment, that moment that he's talking, you know, the part where you turn and everything. Why did they go down to the street? Oh, 'cause doesn't Clinton, or doesn't, Scrooge, doesn't he go after what's her face, Octavia Spencer?
Yeah.
And they're on the streets of New York, and they're in New York, right? I don't remember. Fuck me.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll just say New York. Okay, so they're on the streets of New York, and what's his face, Scrooge, He's like in the middle of the street and he's about to get hit by a bus. But then Ryan Reynolds runs out and he pushes him and the bus stops. And that's when time stops and the choirs come out of spirits, these spirit people. And he's like, this is your moment. It's your moment, buddy. And they're all like, we're so proud of you and everything. And then he gets hit. By the way, I just want to say I laughed so hard when he got hit by the bus. I was like, fucker, move, you know? But he didn't move. He just stood there. I was like, eh, he kind of deserved it now. And then he sees his sister, which I just want to say right now, his sister comes out of the woodwork like she's fucking, you know, the angel of life. And she's just like, hey, big brother and everything. Or hey, little brother, I'm here to bring you to the spirit world or whatever. And they're like, I was like, stay away from the light, Carolyn, and everything. So, but he's like, no, I'm fine. I'm like, no, he's dead. He needs some milk. And so he ends up becoming the ghost of Christmas present, right?
Yeah.
And he's working with his wife, Ghost of Christmas Past and everything. And I'm all like, this is all very weird to me, this whole setup.
Ending is very strange with that. I just was like, wait, what is happening here? Is this The Bachelor / what is going on?
Yeah. So then He's like, hey, and they're doing more than one, what are they called? Like a client this year. They're doing like 50 clients a year or some bullshit like that. And he leaves the office to go and check out Scrooge, which I don't remember his name. What was his name in the real world? He's no longer.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways. Okay. So then he's married Octavia Spencer's character. Yeah. I don't remember her name. And they have two kids.
I'm going to be honest. I don't remember a lot of the names, and I'm just going to spoil it now because not a fan.
Yeah. And I did, my favorite part was when Will Ferrell's characters, and he's like, hey, come here. And they just like float right through him and like land on the ground. I was like, he's like, that never gets old. I was like, that never got old to me either. And I've seen only this one time. That was great. I loved it. And then they're just like, he's like, hey, I got a client I need some help with or whatever. And he's like, oh, you see right here, the heart pattern. He's like, oh, I would have never caught that. And I was like, wouldn't you though? I mean, it looks like somebody didn't spend enough time on a file, you know. Right. You're like my kids when they say they can't find the remote and it's sitting right in front of them, you know what I'm saying? Or it's like,
you
a husband
to go get their shoes and they're like, I can only find one, and you're like, the other one was sitting right next to it. They're a pair.
Yeah, it's on your foot, fucker. Yeah. You know, or it's like a husband when he's like, I can't find the ketchup, and you're like, it's right there.
Or next when to you're cream. Leaving the house and you're talking to your mom on the phone and your husband's like, let's go. I can't find my phone.
Right, exactly. So the movie ends. Although there was a post-credit scene where they were trying to get that tree person fix or whatever, they were getting him ready or whatnot. Okay. So you said it, you did not care for this movie.
The songs were not good.
Right.
This should not have been a musical. Yes. The fact that you can buy this soundtrack just boggles my mind that someone has actually purchased it.
Yeah, preach it.
I get that Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell have money that, you know, they have so much money, they don't know what to do with it, but you shouldn't have spent it on this.
Yeah. I didn't like this movie either.
You've got kids. Buy them better education. I don't know. Just, you shouldn't have spent it on this. This was terrible.
Yeah. Will Ferrell, make another, what's that? Make another Eurovision movie. I fucking love that shit. Just not starring you this time, you know? I loved that shit. I'll watch that shit. I'll watch that musical any day of the week. You know what I'm saying?
I just don't know why everyone has to make everything a musical these days.
Yeah. Plus, this movie was so long, Veta. Like, I was just like, can we hurry? Pick up the pace, bitch.
It was so slow, had so many fillers and so many
oh my
fucking
gosh.
songs.
Yeah, and I'm all like, can we rewind and watch these two fucking so I can at least get off while I'm watching this movie? And that wasn't an option. We just got to hear about it. I was like, just at least like show Ryan Reynolds' butt, you know?
You
Yeah.
know?
Yeah. Show a tasteful side boob or something. You know what I'm saying?
There's
But
tons of options.
yeah.
But dear God, don't sing again.
Yeah, don't sing. Although I'm not gonna lie, I did love seeing the ghost of Christmas Future, the death guy. I did love seeing him dance. That was like the best. Like he was just doing all the hand motions and stuff. And I was like, he's cute but creepy, you know. So I did. I mean, there was little things that I liked, but overall, it was just a terrible movie.
Like
I was
fun little comedic moments, but not
for
enough
sure
to save this movie.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I was just like, you know, and I like these. I like Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell. I like them a lot, but
I like. Unfortunately, it has a great cast. I love the cast.
Yeah.
It's just shitty songs and a shitty story.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The premise of the story is a great idea. But again, I just because you can make something a musical doesn't mean you should make something a musical.
Right. Yeah,
that's
I agree.
Becoming too popular to make everything a musical. There's a reason Broadway exists, because
did you say popular? You're gonna be popular. That's what we should have done.
Good musical.
Good
musical.
Good musical. Yeah, we can review that movie when it comes out next year. But yeah. Yeah,
scared
right on.
They're gonna ruin it.
Me too. Okay, we're gonna wrap this sucker up. Veta, did you want to say anything else about this movie? Anything?
There's a bazillion other Christmas movies out there, and they're not musicals. Watch one of those.
Yeah, the Christmas Story. There's a. I'd rather watch the Muppet Baby Christmas Story or Christmas
Heck,
Carol.
I would watch a Hallmark Christmas movie over this.
I'm thinking if I would do that or not.
You wouldn't watch A Prince for Christmas? Check out like season one, I think that
yeah,
was.
Yeah, season one or two. Yeah, I don't know if I would watch that one. Well, I'd have to think about that. I mean, we'll probably go back to Hallmark movies some point in time, but you know, not.
There's
not,
only a bazillion of them.
Yeah, not maybe not next season, but the season after that. We'll see. I don't know. All right. The only thing I have to say is just that this movie is just that. It's like it's a story that nobody was asking for. Like nobody's asking for a Christmas Carol movie. Like we don't need any more of these unless you know it's bona fide good. And this was not bona fide good.
Yeah.
Okay. Veta, would you suggest this movie?
Never.
Yeah,
and
me
do
neither.
Not pay for the subscription
do
to watch
not.
This movie.
Ugh. I wish I didn't even look to see if there was like a way you could purchase the movie or rent it. Not get a subscription, because I just subscribed for a whole month to Apple Plus. I was like, well, I guess I know what we're reviewing for the next month.
Like you can watch Ted Lasso. That's good.
I've already seen it. I watched that. I've already seen it and everything. So I was just like, that's what I watched with my my month subscription. That and The Morning Show, the first season. And I was like, fuck this noise. But yeah. All right. We're gonna wrap it up there, you guys. You guys, thank you so much for joining us on this episode, you guys. We really appreciate it. If you guys want to follow us on Twitter at BS Drunk Pod, that's where we update stuff. We give you fun facts. We'll give you fun facts about this movie, and you know, and we tweet out drink recipes and everything, and all our shenanigans on there. Or sorry, it's called X, formerly known as Twitter. I apologize. If you guys listen to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or anywhere where you guys get your podcast needs, please give us a 5-star review, guys, and a positive review. We really appreciate it. It helps us out monetarily wise. And we really could use it, you guys, you know, because it like I said, it helps us out and everything. We'll also be posting the video version of this to our YouTube channel, you know, where you can see our beautiful faces. And that is at YouTube at BS Drunk Movie Reviews. So make sure to hit that subscribe button and the like button and leave a comment, because it helps with the algorithm and all that good stuff. Also, you guys, we have started a Patreon. We have so many different levels, but what we do over there is we do franchises. We will start from movie number one and we'll go through all of the movies in the franchises. It's super fun. We have a good time. We've done Scream, Bring It On, Jurassic Park, just to name a few. Sex and the City, my favorite. And you guys, although there's only two movies there, but you guys, it's super fun. We promise you'll love it. We love reviewing those movies, and it's and we're cheap, you know. Oh, I never. Anyways, so the link for that will be in the description down below. And as always, you guys, please don't forget to drink, recap, review, and repeat. Bye, you guys.